Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. This week, Formula One announced that grid kids will be used this season after the sport controversially abolished its long-standing association with grid girls. If you're not sure what grid girls are, they're models, I suppose, and they would kind of go down at the grid where the Formula One cars are, and they'd stand there and hold signs and things like that. They'd stand there and look pretty, you might say. Formula One's American owners, Liberty Media, denounced the long-standing practice of using female models before Grand Prix. They said it was at odds with modern-day societal norms. And darts body PDC have also scrapped the use of walk-on girls after pressure from broadcasters and fans. I'm joined in studio this morning by an Irish racing legend and Ireland's first female rally driver, Rosemary Smith, to hear her views on the ban. Is it a move in the right direction? Is it equality or is it a step backwards? Rosemary, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
And thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Some people would refer to this hoo-ha over grid girls as utterly ridiculous, and others would say, about time too. Now, you've been involved in the sport, you still are, so what are your own thoughts?
Well, I think men must be getting very worried about how strong and progressive women are getting. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with grid girls. After all, I've known a lot of them over the years.
Have you?
Oh, yes. And they are absolutely lovely. A lot of those girls are at college or they're, you know, they've got a child and they need the extra money. It's exactly the same as any of the girls going out modelling. You know, are they going to say next, oh, you can only have male models? Mm. You know, this sort of thing. I think the whole controversy, I think it's good publicity for Grand Prix, because a lot of people, if I mention Grand Prix, they get a glazed look and they sort of switch off, you know. Mm. But it is razzmatazz. The whole, if you look at any of the Grand Prix, I know you say that the girls going around the boxing ring, they're apparently gone as well. And I believe the girls who were escorting the dart players up, mm-hmm. they're meant to be gone. Why?
Well, I suppose people would feel, some people would argue that it sends out the wrong message. It says that as a female, as a girl or as a woman, you can only participate in this on that level, which is a kind of a superficial level, and that it's kind of objectifying the female as, you know, glamour, little bit of glamour here, without any actual substance or achievement to it. That's the, you know, that's what people would say.
That's just ridiculous.
But they're saying that we, you know, we're telling girls that this is how far you'll go in that particular field, but
well,
you can't go anywhere else.
It is at the moment. They will not allow women race Grand Prix cars. There were a few women, Davina Galizio, she's an English girl, she was a skier, she was a British champion skier, and she did the Olympics and all that sort of thing. She went out in a few Grand Prix, and apparently the boy drivers said, get that moving chicane out of the way.
Really?
That was the comment that was used. But it was just that she was, you know, for their liking, she was too slow, therefore caused a problem.
Mm. But do you not think that, you know, it does kind of send a particular message to have grid girls or to have, you know, in darts, for example, that
no, I don't.
Right.
I'm very much on their side. And, you know, why not have them? It's all razzmatazz. Whether it's up to a boxing match or it's up to, you know, Grand Prix or darts or whatever.
Mm. I mean, cheerleaders, for example,
yes,
in American football.
Are the Americans going to stop the cheerleaders as well? That I asked somebody the other day and they couldn't tell me. But I mean, it's the same thing. Why shouldn't they be out there? I mean, a lot of these girls in their own right, they do drive, they do play games. They say, oh, it means, as you've just said, they're a bit of arm candy. Is that what?
Well, that's it. Well, you see, a lot of, you've just made a good point that a lot of people feel that that's not a good thing, that it's
why?
You know, because it reflects the male gaze, you know, that it's...
Oh. Nonsense. Right. They're making money. These girls, they have to live. They're putting themselves through college. I mean, they're very respectable girls. I mean, the way it's been portrayed at the moment is that they are sort of a little, I hate the word, tarts, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, in some people,
yes.
Would, yeah, but not. I mean, that's obviously not. That's
but
the
now
view of
by,
someone in
by
particular.
Being put off the scene altogether, then it comes across, oh, well, maybe now there was more to it than we heard or we saw or anything else. But, you know, I have this lovely, it's a piece that I cut out of the paper last week.
Right.
But the girls are perfectly adequately dressed.
Yes.
They've just got a lovely uniform on. And underneath it says, telling women what to wear and so on is a risky business. If they're working for a company, any company, if you're talking about Ryanair, Aer Lingus, they wear uniforms. They're told what to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is utter... I get all hot under the collar because even, you know, when I was driving, I mean, the one thing, I can win, but you can always also look like a girl.
Yes.
So why not?
So you can marry the two. You don't have
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
And is it difficult to go from that side of the sport into the car itself? Is it very hard for women to progress in rally driving or in Formula One?
Well, in Formula One, no. They're down through different formulas in racing. But they can race. Of course they can race.
Mm.
If A, they have the talent, and B, they have the money. Rally driving, you can get into it if you've got a little car and you pass a certain test, which they must do now to get a competition license. And there are a lot of girls. No, when I say a lot of girls, there are more girls than there used to be.
Mm.
And they can do it. But again, it's really down to money and ability.
So you kind of need that bit of investment passion for it.
Yes.
But I mean, you would be quite an inspirational figure. So you would, I presume, encourage any woman
to go into
rally driving
if
they wanted to.
I give some of these talks around the country, and I encourage them, mm-hmm. certainly, because why shouldn't they do it? They can be just as good as men. If you think about it now, there are very few sports that women actually go against the men. And the girls I really admire are the girl jockeys, who are absolutely fantastic, and they beat the men at times all ends up.
Mm.
And I think that's brilliant.
You've beaten a few men in your time in races in Holland.
Thank you.
But you know, that's something that can be achieved.
Oh, yes.
with belief.
Yes.
A lot of people, and I know you won't mind me saying this, saw you or were made aware of you for the very first time during the week on the Tommy Tiernan show.
Yes, well, I understand that because for 15, 20 years, I had a lot of personal problems, and I hadn't got the
public.
No, and I didn't want to be
profile.
Next or near the public because, you know, at one stage, unfortunately, it was a financial thing of not my own doing, but, you know, people will jump to the wrong conclusion always. Oh, she must be spending like water and all this. I wish I could say that. But yeah, I know that. But it's been good now.
And having achieved so much in your life and then the reaction to your appearance on the Tommy Tiernan show, were you surprised? Were you heartened by the reaction? Would it annoy you at all that you've achieved so much in your career, in your life? You've done so many crazy mad things, such an exotic life, less ordinary. Was it actually heartening that you went, oh, well, there's a whole new audience here that don't know what I've done?
Exactly. But I run the school for young people anyway. So
the driving school.
Yeah, the driving school. And their age between sort of 15, 17 and that. And then, you know, some older ones, obviously. But no, if you're not in the way that you can work and keep yourself out there, and I just wasn't mentally or physically or any other way. So it was. And I loved every moment of it. And as I told Tommy, he had lovely, sparkly eyes.
Yes.
I don't know whether he appreciated it.
I think that's because he's always tearing up. I don't know if you watch that show regularly, but like every second guest, he's getting all emotional and all the rest of it.
No.
But it was, I mean, there was just, I looked on social media and a lot of people were going, oh my goodness, Rosemary Smith, this is an amazing woman. How come I've never heard of her before? So I think it's fascinating that now you can set the record straight on a few things. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the book at the moment.
There's a book?
Yeah, there is a book.
Can I ask when it'll be out?
We hope about September, October time.
Okay. I'd be surprised if there wasn't a movie as well following on. There has to be.
Look.
Come on.
Who wants to get into a car slithering around the slopes of somewhere up in the Alps? I doubt very much.
I'd watch it. Well, we're very much looking forward to the book. Personally was, you know, watching the Tommy Tiernan show, I was just astonished at all the achievements and all that you've done in this sport and in general, your life story. Just on the driving school that you do, how do you find drivers now a lot more responsible or...
Road drivers.
Young people. I can tell by your facial expression, listeners, that she does not find them particularly impressive.
No, I had a lovely taxi driver who brought me in today, and he was Moldovan or something, but he was saying, I do not understand. They do not use these things, you know, the indicators. And I said, yeah. No, I agree. And they park in the middle of yellow boxes. And I said to him, most people don't know what yellow boxes are.
Yeah.
They really don't. And they look at me, even drivers who've been driving for years, a ghost island, a what? So, what? I mean, there's a lot to learn.
Right. What is a ghost island?
Oh,
I know the yellow box and I use indicators. A ghost island. Well, I'll have to go through that the next song.
Yeah, if there's a road that's coming and then it's splitting in two, so there's one to go to the right before the ghost island. I mean, before you turn right, there's a striped piece.
Yeah, that's a ghost island.
With a continuous white line around it. That's a ghost island.
You learn something new every day, and now I'll have to go back and resit my driving test. That'll be a good one. Driving bugbears. I think people parking in a yellow box is probably one that just I can't understand.
Dreadful.
Yes.
Dreadful.
So listen, we look forward to the book coming out, and thanks a million for coming in. It was a pleasure to chat to you.
And it's a pleasure, Joe. It really was.
Thank you. Rosemary Smith, truly a rally driving legend.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.